as we're growing, molding, being formed ourselves, as we change, others, as they change us. This is the process, right? This is how all the ingredients in the pot make the stew. Or that dressing like my mama made when she was out here a couple of weeks ago. Ooh. The longer it sits, the better those flavors just meld and become something in communication, something in connection that they cannot be in isolation. Find more content from the heart and mind of Dr. Duane at drduanemd.substack.com. That's drduanemd.substack.com. Come vibe with our tribe. We are tribal by nature. We make war and eventually we learn the medicine of peace. Let's sit now. Like our mothers at the communal table and our fathers around communal fire, listening for the resonance that turns noise to music. Just as a surgeon orchestrates healing in the body, I invite you to this symphony of the heart and mind. Because after 20 years, this sober cancer surgeon knows this above all, our strongest medicine flows from the heart. Now, if you're ready, let's dig deep. Love and Light Tribe. For the next few months, I'm coming to you one-on-one. I'm marking a transition point in my life, my journey, but also in the life and the journey of this podcast. It's been almost a year in which I made a contract. I made a contract with provision. I'm not talking about anything sinister or nothing in any way reminiscent of a deal with the devil. I made a contract with provision, the higher power that holds me, caresses me, nurtures and sustains me, and I know and believe with all of my heart, has guided me gingerly, lovingly, to this moment. To this time, to this mic, and to you. 1 year later, I know that my voice and the message that I've spent the last year workshopping, sharpening, distilling, that this is ultimately the gift that I was brought here to give, to protect until the right time, and to make sure that I not go to the grave with, to make sure that I leave on the field and not on the sidelines. So today, and for the next 12 episodes, I'm going to get it done. Because my time of sitting on the sidelines is at an end. Some of you know this about me, but most of you don't. But I have a perfect batting average. I played 1 year of organized sports in my 12 years of grade school. And that was a season of baseball. Seventh or eighth grade, I can't remember which one, maybe ninth. And I can't remember why I was motivated to join the baseball team. Somewhere in the wispy cobwebs of memory, somewhere in the corners of the attic, behind where all of the memories are stacked in a box. Somewhere back there, there's some whispers of maybe trying to please my father. Maybe. That was certainly a time in my life in which the visions that I had for how I would make my mark in the world were 100% focused on fulfilling someone else's dreams. That was the essence of number one grand. But he is dead now. Despite that, he still has the benefit of memory. He's gifted that to Dr. Duane, and Dr. Duane has co-opted that in the pursuit of continuing to unfold and to become himself, you know, to become all of the brilliance and greatness that is Dr. Duane, and to bless you in the process. Because that is what he's here for. A year ago, he made the decision, though that sounds so intentional, that sounds so cerebral, it was neither. The decision came from a pre-verbal space in my spirit, in my being. I'm not going to go through the motions of buying gifts this year. I'm going to pour myself out. I'm going to present that offering, that sacrifice. And I'm going to do what I am uniquely gifted and positioned to do for myself and my brother and my sister in this point of my life. And so I've spent the last year pouring my time and my treasure into Dr. Duane. I hired a speaking coach, though that sounds so transactional. And maybe initially it was, but she arrived in my life by a process that was completely outside of my ability to control or orchestrate. And the best way to describe it is that when I was ready for what she had to offer, she appeared. And yes, there was some effort on my part. I was seeking what she had to offer, seeking it in this pre-verbal space, in this compartment of my being that is undivided, unsiloed. That's the space that we all came from. That space of our mother's womb, before we had embraced the constructs that were so essential for learning how to be in the world, but that in some way, shape, or form pull us away from who we are. We put on those constructs. We find the ones that seem to be our size. Some work for a while, and then we take them off. We try on others. As we're growing, molding, being formed ourselves, as we change, as we change others, as they change us. This is the process, right? This is how all the ingredients in the pot make the stew. Or that dressing like my mama made when she was out here a couple of weeks ago. Ooh. The longer it sits, the better those flavors just meld and become something in communication, something in connection that they cannot be in isolation. And that's what happened when I met Tresha Brooke. First through her book, then at her book signing. It was my intention. It was my focus. It was the aligned energy from that pre-verbal space. Me listening to what I knew, about what I knew, about who I was, before I learned all of these things that were essential to my development. The ABCs, the 1-2-3s, and the family hierarchies. Oh, those things are also important. But ultimately, they must make room for me just as I made room for them. And this is what the moment is calling for all of us to do. Because here's what we know. We know that the universe is vast. It may be eternal, but it is certainly large enough to put our miraculous existence into awe-inspiring perspective. The universe is so rich, so robust, so full of wonders and joys and beauty, but only because we view it through a conscious, living mind. Because as far as we know, absent that mind, the universe is without objective, without purpose, and without regard for us. What we do know is that as far as we can see, we are the sentience. We are the latest iteration of the universe reinterpreting itself. Oh, and we are so fortunate and so powerful. We have tools in the palms of our hands, literally and figuratively, which give us access to all of the knowledge of human creation, and that potentially allow us to recreate that knowledge in our own image as we pursue the things that give us pleasure. The things that we are passionate about, the creative pursuits, the entrepreneurial pursuits, the philanthropic, the political, whichever pursuits make our hearts sing. This is the beauty of this age. This is the privilege that we have as human beings in the 21st century. And this is also the responsibility that we have in this inflection point in our existence. Will we, as a species, do the work of moving past the constructs that continue to plague us, moving past the wars, the religions, the borders, the divisions, which continue to be the sources of our conflict, which continue to keep us blinded from the work of learning how to sustain life, both on this rock and the rocks that are now within our grasp. My brothers, my sisters, my gender fluid others, this is our time. We cannot let this moment pass us by. Just as our own individual bodies are our requisite vehicles for the experience of life, this planet, our home, is the same. Now, one day, despite our best efforts, this planet will pass away as the red dwarf that it orbits completes its life cycle. Our science tells us that. But by that time, if we are intentional, if we are aligned, and if we learn to draw from that pre-verbal space, the space that we all came from, and that eventually, I believe, we will all return when we exit this plane. Oh, if we can do that, we can do for the universe what it seems, what our best science tells us we are uniquely positioned to do. And this is why I'm behind this microphone. This is the mission and the message. This is why I have been brought to this plane of existence. And I know, just as I know that I am Dr. Duane, that this work is just as important, if not more, than anything that a Musk or a Bezos is doing. Because if a man builds a home on Mars, yet cannot keep his own gaze, he has wasted the trip. Find more content from the heart and mind of Dr. Duane at drduanemd.substack.com. That's drduanemd.substack.com. Come vibe with our tribe. Learn the art of speaking from my friend and mentor, award-winning director and producer, Trisha Brooke. Click the link in the show notes to register for the Big Talk Academy, a 12-week intensive from a mentor who's been on thousands of stages. That's Trisha Brooke of the Big Talk Academy.